Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording
it's
has
time.
Started.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
OK.
Okay, good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, February 7, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. All right, how we doing today? All right, Ray, did we see anything out?
Let me double check to make sure. Tuesday update. No, we did not.
Did not send anything out. You got any questions? Nope. Okay. It's Friday. Talk to you guys on Monday. Oh, man, I thought we was done.
You know what? There are no questions.
There's no questions. All right.
Cool.
Everybody know where we're at. Guys, it's Friday. Slow News Friday. Not a lot of news out there. The demonstrators are continuing their demonstration. Said they weren't going to stop. So let's hope they don't. Alawi is telling security that they need to protect them. And it's their right to demonstrate. So the only thing different is they are still saying they don't want Alawi as prime minister. They are still threatening a new million man march we have yet to see. And we are still waiting for him to form his government. He did come up with a guy who he thinks is going to be the defense minister. Put his name out there. He hasn't actually said it, but he did have a meeting with him yesterday. And I'm trying to think, guys. There's not a whole lot of news. We're just in there waiting for something to happen, waiting for him to put out those first names to be, you know, 50% plus one so they can make it official. Or we're waiting for him to resign because he has already said if he can't do what he wanted to do, which is protect the people and do the people's reforms, that he would resign. And he's not even official yet. He's just a designate. So, with that, we have no questions, right? I don't have a lot to tell you guys today because there's not a lot. There's no news out there. Okay, let's go to live first and see what's going on. That's all we can do.
All right. First caller, area code 865.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray.
Just
a few quick questions. You didn't, in your opening monologue, give the status of the bank personnel and call centers and exchange centers, just to have that on record. I think I know what your answer is going to be.
Okay. You know, everybody knows. I saw that... somebody sent me something this morning, said Delta put, hey, the CBI is shut down an hour ago. And then they said to me, hey, you don't have any comment? I said, because there's no need to comment. So they shut down an hour ago. The RV is not in an hour. It's not today, not tomorrow, because there's still too many things that need to happen for it to go through. So... the banks are not at the call centers, not at the exchange centers, are not on alert, are not on standby. They still know it's going to happen, and everybody's paying for it, but it's not happening today.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's on record, so anybody who, you know, comes in and listen to it on the replay, they will hear that. You did not mention the gentleman's name, but there is something out in the Iraqi papers of the Staff Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab Al, who met with the Prime Minister designate, and that he was revealing today that he had that meeting and saying there was no agreement on a ministerial position in the government of the prime minister designate, that they only talked about security. Now, have your folks added anything further to that, the likelihood that he could be the sleeper, that they're saying, you know, interior or defense, but that he might be the one to, you know, come in to take over as prime minister at some point? Are they, you know, speculating at all, or still too early?
No, not as prime minister. You mean a defense minister?
They said the article. No, I'm curious. I'm just kind of going further beyond that because it was saying, you know, interior or defense, that that might be the role, and then he's denying that that was it, that they only touched about security and the need to establish stability throughout the country, and that's always, you know, security, stability are always the two S words that we always look for when we're reading things and the like. And I was just kind of curious whether or not there had been any, you know, on the street speculation that this one has more potential than just defense and interior, that he might be one being primed, testing the waters, as it were, for actually prime minister role.
Oh, no, I haven't heard any of that from anybody over there yet.
Okay. Because the other thing, I suppose, that I'm wondering, you know, watch the left hand as the right hand does something else, that as all of this is going on, there was another article out there indicating that in Baghdad that they were removing another whole slew of concrete barriers in the streets, which had been in place for months, and that, you know, they were taking that down. Well, if they're taking that down, somebody must be feeling like things are getting back to normal. Anything else,
okay,
you know, being said on that?
Yeah, what's happening is Sadar is doing all this, and his militia group, the Blue Hats. And what they've done is Iran can't go in and do it, so that's why they put Sadar in that position. So if you go and remove the demonstrators, you take everything back to normal so we can drag this out even further, because that's their whole goal, to drag it out even further. If they get it done. So the government
can't do it.
It
wasn't taking out the demonstrators, Tony, this article. It was saying that it was the concrete barriers, that they were removing that.
Right. They're removing the barriers to try and get the flow back in the street, in the cities, to make things look like they're normal. But that's what they're doing now. These are things that, you know, their whole goal was to look like everybody's back in business. The streets are here, you can go shopping, the government is working, and that is their whole goal in the way they're doing it. So Sadar did that the first day. They had them go in and remove barriers, clear the bridges that the protesters had blocked and everything else. So it's to look like life is normal because, like I said on Wednesday, the UN and the US are both threatened. If you guys can't stop this, then we're going to come in. If you don't stop doing what you're doing. So that's just their way of making it appear normal. And that the protesters are going away, so now we can do this and open it back up. That's all they're doing.
Okay. Appearances are deceiving.
And protesters are saying it's not going to work. So they're going to continue the protests, and they're still going to be out there regardless of what they're doing. And we have yet to see it. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to try to connect the dots. Appreciate the doing your call once again, and my apologies for having talked over you a little bit. I was like, I wanted to be sure you understood where I was coming from, which you did, and I appreciate that. So 10 days from whenever, we know that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project needs to be, and that may be something on one of these calls as kind of a clarification for any new callers, kind of suggestions and ideas for, you know, how to proceed on that for the future, given that it doesn't sound like it's happening in the next 24 hours. So that's just an idea. So I will star 6 out or star 1 out,
okay,
or whatever I need to do to shut up. And again, have a great weekend.
Have a great day.
Right.
Thank you. Great weekend.
Thanks. Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 972 area code, you're on.
Hey there, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
I hear a bunch of noise in the background.
In my face again. Danny in Dallas here, fellas.
Hey,
got a friend across
doing,
the table. Yeah, I'm doing good. Got a friend across the table from me, Lenny, that has impacted my life, and I talked to him about this currency thing a good while back. He's going to be one of my backup plans if this thing gets a little crazy at the end, if they don't allow you to do such and such. But he's never watched me be on the conference call, so he's being very quiet across the table. But as we talked about last time, the potential length of time it may take, certainly, as you've already indicated, it's not happening today. There are too many loose ends. What if it happened in 2 weeks? That'd be great. What if, like we talked about last time, I'm still in the tools, May and June. I'm content, but I'm disappointed. So that remains the same. I don't have any significant questions except the pricing on the currencies, as I understand it, are staying the same. You mentioned the oil price was going up last conference call. And I don't know if that affects anything that we can expect. We know that the contract rates, the 2850, is not likely to be affected no matter what the oil price is. But are you suggesting that the oil price, as it creeps up, is going to affect positively the other value, particularly the dong?
Well, the oil prices, as they go up, will affect the Forex rate, because that's what it's based on. And you're right, nothing's going to actually change the contract rate, because it is what it is. So that's going to go on. Our rates always, and you can look at it daily on Forex anywhere else, see when the price of oil changes, the exchange rates change with several countries, not just the dinar.
Well, that's the way I saw it. Like I said, I'm content. More work is coming my way in my little profession here. But just want to stay in touch with you on that. Otherwise, let's try to get this thing done. And you've got my number, so if you need to, you know, tell me something special so I can get to the bank quick, I'm here. All right?
All right. I got it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. 727 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey,
good afternoon, Ray.
Good
afternoon.
Can you hear me?
We can't hear you.
We do now.
Okay, that's because I was trying to get my AirPods out because they don't work. And there. I'll turn off the motor so it's quiet. My first question, I guess, is any news on protesters killed last night?
The only news we have is that 8 protesters were killed yesterday. So the number was up from 5 to 8. So I don't have anything about today or this minute's time frame.
And has any reference been made to at what point they lower the boom and say, hey, you continue to kill the people and nobody's doing anything? So it's like a slow genocide.
Well, here's the thing. Alawi came out during his speech yesterday evening and said it's up to Iraq security forces to protect the demonstrators, which they're not doing, because when the blue hats show up, the security forces walk off, let them do what they're doing, and then come back when they leave. So they're saying the right thing, or he's saying it, but you gotta remember, he's only the PM designated. He doesn't have any authority to do anything except what he's doing and saying that, hey, when I am the prime minister, we will prosecute everybody who did something to you. We will go after them. And he's saying, regardless of who they are and what position they're in, that's my intention, is to go after them. Mahdi has already said he's not making any more decisions, right, left, or sideways. So there's nobody on the government side demanding that he protect them. But that's the way Iran wants it. So Sadr can go in and do what he's doing and put down an arrest, and the government can't get blamed for it because they're in this no man's zone as far as the government is concerned. So this is what we have to realize, everybody. I'm telling you, you can go look for yourself every time. They had 8 people killed in Iraq during the demonstrations, which is going on in the whole southern half of the country, Baghdad, different provinces. They had 8 people killed. We had 64 people killed in Chicago over the weekend. So the UN, U.S. has no justification to go in there and do anything with anybody based on 8 people getting killed when we got 60 people killed in Chicago and nobody's doing anything at all. So you got to look at the relation to that and say this isn't really bad or justifying any reaction because 8 people were killed. Now, if they start killing hundreds of people a day, or they do like Iran did, which is basically just shoot them down in the streets, you know, thousands of people one day, that's something different. But we're still hearing it. Okay?
I remember when Kent State happened, and there were, what, 3 people killed? I think, and the whole country went nuts. And I think we become immune to the and accepting of the idea of, well, that's just standard operating procedure is how it works. But I would find that the UN, if they continue to see it, I'm bewildered as to why they're not being more public about the lack of integrity, because the government force, the police force, the army, the whoever, I mean, they're acting very much like they did when ISIS walked in the front door. They just turned around and walked the other way. Blue hats show up, they turn around and walk the other way. And I think that's
because it is the same way. ISIS was on purpose. Maliki let them in, and it got out of control. But he let them in because he wanted to declare a state of emergency and be prime minister forever. Parliament just didn't go with it, but that was the purpose. ISIS just didn't one day say, hey, let's just go to Iraq. They were invited in. You remember, they came in, what did Maliki do? He told all the people at the base of the army, drop your weapons and walk away. He told them to do that. And now everybody knows that. It's an investigation. Same thing here. They're telling the security force, walk away, let them do what they do, then come back. But they're going to stop all this demonstration, intimidating the people, everything else. And that's what they're doing. They're not killing everyone, though. Some of them, they're just beating everything up and trying to intimidate them. And the people are saying it's not going to work. They're not going to intimidate us, make us stop. We're going to stand here. And today they were doing another sit-in. But you're right. But that's part of the big plan. That's how they operate.
Wow. Well, it still does appear as if Iran has the upper hand. And until something happens or changes that, we'll wait. There was an interesting article on the likelihood of Alawi surviving this idea of being prime minister and so forth, and they were discussing the pros and cons, and there don't appear to be many pros. Everything appears to be somewhat pessimistic in for him anyway. So, well, I guess we'll just
right.
wait and see.
Right, and really, he's a man on an island. You know,
yeah.
The Americans want him to do this. The Iranians want him to do that. You know, Parliament wants him to do this. The people want him to do something totally different. And the thing about it, in every speech, or every sentence we see, he's telling everybody, yeah, I'm going to do what you want. I'm going to do what you want. I'm going to do what you want. So far, he hasn't told anybody this isn't going to happen. So
yeah.
We're going to see what he does. And I'm thinking, is he saying it until they take the vote and they make him the prime minister? And then somebody's not going to get what they want. That's when it really starts. But then what does he do? Is he a prime minister with nobody in parliament supporting him, even though they all keep saying they're going to? Well, they're only saying they're going to support him. One, they had to put somebody in there before the UN did something. And two, because that's the only way they can get what they want, which is the budget, or which is Iran getting what they want. And because he's telling Iran, I'm going to do what you want, everybody over there is saying, yeah, we're going to support you. Because that's what Iran wants us to do anyway.
Yeah. Catch 22.
Yeah.
Catch 22.
It is.
Okay, gentlemen.
But,
have a great
right,
day.
We'll see.
And,
right, sir.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, I mean, I still, boy, oh, boy, I find it difficult to think that anything short of what the Arab Spring or all hell breaking loose, that anything will change from the status quo of the stall that Iran, because they just keep making money. The longer they stall, the more they make. So,
right.
Anyway.
Well,
okay,
you know, our only thing is there is a time frame with this. He got 30 days. Something's going to have to change. They're going to have to submit the budget. Something's going to have to change. I don't know if they do it like the last 10 years, but they have no excuse not to. So we'll see. All right, Ray.
Yeah.
All right, thank you,
okay,
sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Amen. Hey, you bet. You bet.
All right, 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Fantastic.
Super fantastic.
To the end degree.
Hey, that's good. Lovely, lovely. Again, I don't have any questions because you broke it down for CIA and understood it more then. So we're still just waiting on a waiting game.
That's it. Okay. Thank
and
you.
And I'm going to go buy me some Dawn today.
Where you go?
All right. You all have a
all
great
right, thank
weekend.
You.
Changes. You, we're looking forward to hearing from you all.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
217 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just wondering on listening there also, what will be the contract rate on the Dong? Because I've heard it several different things. Will it be the $3, the $8, or what's it going to be?
All I know is the contract rate is supposed to be $2. I have one bank, one exchange location that told me they were instructed to go as high as $8. So that's just one. I know a majority of everyone else is saying on their screen the contract rate is $2.
Well, how do I find out about the one that's got eight or where he's located so that I could turn mine in for that contract price?
Well, when it goes live and we have it, we'll give it to you.
Okay. Because I've got a considerable bit of Dong and I've got a and the dinar both, and it makes a lot of difference whether you can get eight or you get two.
Yes, it does. Makes a lot of difference. I personally
really
tried to get eight, so, but okay.
Well, that's what I'm wanting too. I want to thank you guys very much for all of your help. I need to. And I was surprised that I didn't realize I pushed the button to get on. But this is
okay.
Great. I want to thank you guys for all your work. I'm sorry for the deaths in the family. We all
yes,
go
sir.
Through
thank
that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you very much. God bless
take you.
Care.
All right. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, G-Man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic,
hey.
Tony. And it's another.
Okay, wait before you start. Hold
okay.
On, sir. Hold on. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything. But let me give you guys this before he starts, because we do have bills to pay. every month. I said, Ray, I think Ray told me it's due on the 9th. We still got to pay him. But I want to tell you guys something else. Write this down. Everybody get ready. Write this down. Write down $VINPAR. That is JN Sons Cash App, guys. And they called me the other day and told me their heater went out, and she told me their electricity got turned off and something else, and they were scrapping to get money and trying to get their heat fixed and everything. And so if anybody can help out Cash App and give that to them, they would greatly appreciate some help from anybody that can. That's all. So I wanted to put that out there. His family's still there. They're still trying to struggle with his death as well. And, you know, I talked to her. She had some good days. She had some bad days. And, of course, when they have problems and, you know, she got two young sons. And you guys know the Indian culture. These kids are 20 years old, and now they run the whole family for her and his parents who live with her. And they're trying to struggle through life until we get here, too. But help them out if you can. So I wanted to put that out there. All right. Thanks, G-Man, sir.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for that update on the Parmar family. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with then utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. That takes us to 470. Area code, you are on.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I just have one question I want to ask. Now, with everything that you said, Tony, as far as they have 30 days, and if everything doesn't they don't pick all the cabinet members and vote on everything, does that mean that they're going to have to do another 30 days, or is this going to be stretched out further?
So he has 30 days to put his government together. We actually have. Oh, wait, I'm getting an echo there.
I'm in the car, so it might be me. I'm driving.
Okay.
Are you on speakerphone?
Hold on, let me. No, I have earplugs on, but let me mute my side while you're talking.
No, no, it's okay. No, it's fine. Okay. Whatever it was. Oh, no, it's not.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm.
Anyway, all right. Anyway, he has until. Yeah, that's not going to work. Whatever it is, Ray. Okay, Ray, you mute her. Let's see if that's it then. Yeah. All right. So he has until March the 2nd to put his government together, and they vote on it and approve it. If by March the 2nd he doesn't have it, then the president of the Republic of Selah can pick a new person to be prime minister. And yes, then he'd have 30 days to put his government together. Could go on and on until they get the right person and get the government selected. Then once that's selected, we'll go with the budget. All right.
Okay.
Does he have another question?
If that, so if that happens like that, can't that go on every 30 days?
They
so
can and pick somebody else until somebody gets approved. Yes.
So no one will figure out what they're doing as far as just stalling it, because basically that's what is happening. It's being stalled.
Well, everybody will know what they're doing, just like we know, unless they pick somebody and or people get tired of it and say, you're all just crooks and you're doing what Iran wants you to do. And again, they have an Arab Spring, and spring is coming. So I do believe they're not going to let this drag out, because they're too vocal and there's too many people still sitting in. And the warmer it gets, the madder they're going to get. I already know that.
Okay, so basically it's going to depend on whether the people get tired.
Yeah, it's going to, at this point, it's on the people. Because there's no change. They weren't going to change anything without the people for the last 3 months doing what they were doing. So once it goes from 1 million to 2 million to 5 million, once they're through with it, then, you know, that'd be the ultimate. We don't want it to go there. The UN probably won't even let it go there, because it's going to be too much to fix before they go back in and just take over and put them back in Chapter 7 or under our Status of Forces Agreement, go in there and take over the government before it gets to an actual Arab Spring where they're burning everything down, tearing down buildings, everything else.
Okay,
so let's
then
give it a chance, see how this one works. Either, you know, the people do get upset before the 30 days are up and withdrawn, or he gets voted in and he immediately implements the reforms to show the people that he's going to do the right thing. We'll see.
Okay. Well, that's all I had. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay.
You too, Ray.
All righty. 590, area code, you are on.
Hello?
590 966. Okay, takes us to 951 area code. You are on.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Better than some, not as good as others, but I'm blessed and I'm grateful for what I have. So,
okay.
Anyway, first things before I forget, what was that sign? I got the dollar sign VIN for that family, and I didn't get the rest of it.
Oh, okay. It's dollar sign, a capital V, I N, a capital P, A R.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and the question I have is, I have gifted some dong to some people and stuff, and what is the best way for me to offer them to get some financial education? Do you know of any sources, or what can I suggest for them to, like, get to know money a little bit better? I should have thought about this before I gifted it to them, but, I mean, if I give somebody money, it's out of my control anyway, you know, but talking to some of them, and they are interested, and they said, well, how can I get a financial education and stuff, you know? So what, is there anything you could suggest?
There is. So Ray does trust and foundations, and I'm sure he's going to be able to give you some resources. And guys, when I give you information, I say Ray does trust and foundations, that don't mean go to Ray and get your trust or your foundation done. It means he's a resource, and some of his materials are resources that you can look at and help learn, or you can send people to, okay? I mean, nothing wrong with his classes, so I don't want to say that either. But I'm just saying he has that. Now, Ray also, and I'm just throwing Ray under the bus here right now, used to belong to a company. Actually, he was vice president of a company that actually teaches people financial responsibility and things like that. So I'm saying all that to say, just call Ray. He can give you some resources. Okay. But he has resources, and I'm sure he does. Actually, he does that in open mic and some other things. That is really what they do, a lot of financial responsibility and what he teaches. So, okay, Ray, make your best list of things to look at to learn financial responsibility.
Okay. Next question.
Okay, Ray. he's waiting for you to answer. The answer is I'll put something in the forum or I'll give you the answer. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, that's all I can tell you. Ray not tell you anything. And look up financial responsibility. I guess Google it. And this should give you some reference points. But you all know right. What? The first thing people need to do is learn what money actually is. And Google money and banks and bank structures, because they do have a simple pyramid, if you Google it, that will explain it to you. Okay. All right, go ahead, Ray. You want to say something?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right. All right. 269, area code, you are on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. This is my first time calling you guys. I have a question. I got a broken foot, so I've been doing a lot of reading, and I've heard in some areas where it says the budget goes before the RV, and then some areas where it says the RV must go before the budget. Is it that way, or is it simultaneous, or how do you think that's going to come down?
This is what's going to happen. It's taking me some time because I never heard anybody say, I broke my foot, so I read. I was like, really?
sorry. Yes. I got a broken foot and I can't work, so I've just been out on the internet reading away.
All right. The RV itself is in the budget. The new rate is in the budget. So obviously, we're going to need the budget in order to see it. And that's what's delaying it at this moment. Okay?
Okay. So it'll be something that'll be like almost a simultaneous thing. It's not going to be like you'll see the, you know, don't look for the RV and then the budget, you know.
No, it's going to be like once they pass the budget, which this morning, guys, they're already putting out that the new government is going to make changes to the budget. They've already said that. They're going to change some paragraphs, solutions. They're going to change some of the projects that were listed in there because of the time frame and everything. So we're not going to have a new government on Monday and the budget pass on Friday. That's not going to happen. And they're giving us forewarning right now. But when the budget does pass, we will have an RV, lords and arms to come out. We'll all be happy because they can pass it because they have so many people on the
Visa card, MasterCard, debit card, they can instantly change the rate.
Okay. Okay. I've got one other question for you. Well, actually, I got two other questions, but let me see if I can get this real quick. I usually do I read a lot on Dinar Detectives, but in the last couple of days, I've noticed that Dinar Detective has gone down. Is there another place where your posts show up that I can go for, like, you know, when you guys tweet and that kind of stuff?
I don't know. You know, a lot of there's a bunch of sites out there that quote TNT or Tony, and they've been doing it for years or list our calls out there. But I don't know. I don't know. We used to do it ourselves. We used to put out a transcript, but that moderator is gone. So you can always come back to our site, TNT Super Fantastic, click on it, and listen to the recording if you miss one.
Okay.
Because we record every single show. Every single show we've ever done is on that site.
Okay.
So you can go there and listen to it. Or
It's usually like the tweets and the news like that that I usually find out that you're gonna like when you had your phone call at 12:30. I usually find out there, and now I'm just the last couple times I've just been going out and, you know, figuring you're gonna be at 1 o'clock.
Why don't you have Twitter?
I do have Twitter.
So why don't you just follow us on Twitter and it'll come direct to you?
Ah, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Hey, listen, another question.
Make sure your telephone number is connected, then that way you'll get a text message.
Okay. All right, great. I'll do that. I got just one other question. I had a brother-in-law who he passed away about 3 years ago. And he's left my 84-year-old mother-in-law. I don't want to get into too much detail, but a significant amount of all kinds of currencies. And I was prepared. I've been listening to you guys for years, and I had a plan prepared for how much I had. I was not at all prepared for what I'm seeing and what, you know, and so I'm kind of in a fluster as to should I be doing things different because of the significance of this amount, or whether I should be, you know, whether I should do the whole thing the same way. Is there like a line or something where you really should handle things a little bit differently? It's kind of a difficult question, isn't it?
Well, it's difficult in two reasons. One, we don't know what we're talking about. If you're saying, is there a different way to handle $1 million from $100 million? Absolutely. Are there different programs you want? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you going to get different opportunities, investments? Absolutely. So based on the amount. But then we don't know how financial savvy you are yourself. Because I'm going to handle $10 million the same way I handle $100 million because I have the resources and I know what I'm doing with that. That doesn't mean everybody else does.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm in that same area that I would do the same thing with that amount. Unfortunately, this is, you know, I was just, my knees shook when I saw how much this was, you know. So I just didn't know if, you know, I should cash it in the same way or if it should, or if I have to go through a different procedure to cash in over a certain amount.
We're all going to go to the same exchange centers. I mean, we're going to set up our appointment. You just tell them what you have. They're just going to set you up with a different person who's going to do it, you know, a little bit different. And he'll have the experience you don't. But once you tell them, they'll send you to the right location.
Okay, great. That's what I was kind of needing to know. You know, he I lost a lot of people since this thing started. I'm kind of about the only one left. So, in my family.
Okay.
So I appreciate all your help.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Guys, have a great day. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. 636 area code. Yeah, 636.
Hello? Good morning.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes,
good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How are you guys?
Super
you guys
fantastic.
Good?
Yep.
Good. Yes. Hey, it's really nice hearing you guys' voice. I've been listening to you guys for almost 5 years. It's my first time calling. Didn't even know how to get on until a few minutes ago. So thank you guys.
Okay.
Guys. Hey, I really, first off, I can never repay you, the both of you, for the information you have provided to me in terms of propelling me to be this multimillionaire. And I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
But my question or comment is that this Alawi, he is, and I've been reading, he is the one that they initially wanted, because he's the one that resigned from Maliki's cabinet as a communication director a couple times. And he's a business owner, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what happened, you guys correct me, I think what happened, though, is that he got involved one way or the other with Sauter, or Sauter attached his name to Alawi, or attached Alawi's name to him, and the citizens repelled or rejected him. Do you guys know anything about that?
Okay. He was director of communications, finance, I think. He was in Maliki's party, and the citizens rejected him because they said they didn't want a politician. They didn't
mm-hmm.
want
mm-hmm.
anybody who was an Iranian puppet. Iran
mm-hmm.
nominated him. That's who they wanted when it came down to it. They wanted him, and the people were saying, we don't trust the fact that he resigned from Maliki's party because he just did that. And he did it before, but he was out of the country. I remember they brought him back. He was their
mm-hmm.
choice. One finding they chose, not who the people chose. They chose Ali Alawi is the person they kept saying they wanted. And one of those is not Muhammad Alawi. So that's why they're saying they're rejecting him. That's why yesterday's chant with the million people was, we reject him. We reject him. They don't want him. That's why he met with them on Wednesday, trying to say, guys, I'm going to give you what you want if you just let me do this. Yesterday, they were still saying they don't want him. And now threatening to go up to 2 million people. Do what?
Now, Tony, could those individuals that are rejecting him, could they be, some of them be Iranian sympathizers? Is that possible? Is it because he's the guy, from what I've been reading, you guys may know more about this than I do, but he's the man that was in, I'm originally from Michigan, and he's the guy that was in Dearborn, apparently speaking to, which happens to be the largest one of the largest Iraqi populations in the country, making a presentation to former business owners and citizens of Iraq who now lives in Dearborn, getting their backing. But what I also understand, correct if I'm wrong, is that he's also the one that is being backed by and pushed by President Trump.
I know.
Because let me make one additional comment. Because
okay.
with the trillions of dollars we have invested in this country, and I think the last time I heard was $2 trillion. I think it's somehow the data says $2 trillion. It is inconceivable to me that the United States of America would not play a tremendous, vital, strategic role in who gets in office.
Okay.
And so, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The U.S. has. So they've had 3 prime ministers so far in Iraq since 2003, since the war.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. has had a tremendous Wait, hold on. That noise, whatever that noise is. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's me.
Okay. Power in doing that and has actually selected every one of them so far. The only problem is every one of them do what they all do is say one thing and get in office and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Maliki
mm-hmm.
worked for the U.S. government. Okay. Every prime minister prior to that has at one point worked for the U.S. government before we made them prime minister. The only problem is when they got in there, it's like anything, power corrupts. He wanted to be a dictator, not a prime minister. He wanted to be in charge forever, and Iran was offering him that. Iran was paying him more than the U.S. and giving him protection. This is no different. When five Iranian-backed groups and their government say, this is the guy we want, guess what? That's the guy that people don't want because they want him for a reason. Okay. When the U.N. said, congratulations, we'll help you, when the U.S. ambassador said that, well, what else are they supposed to say when they've already nominated them and they've all agreed and now their government is operating the way it's supposed to operate? So we're hoping we have some influence and power in there once he does. But he's not.
You know what, Tony? I think that
President Trump wanted or selected, or believe me, Iran would not have. And they have not agreed on him.
I think, Tony, we may end up taking over the country, man. We may have to run it for a minute, or certainly be more involved than you and I care, or even some others care. But in order to get, because that area has such a tremendous geopolitical impact. You know, you got on the other side of Iraq, you got Israel, who's concerned about Iran. We're concerned about Iran, and a lot of people, Egypt, Saudi Arabia is concerned about Iran as well. So in order for us to overcome some of these delays or to get any kind of normalcy for the Iraqi citizens, we may just actually have to step in. Thus, I see a tremendous influx of American troops. And it's not 3,000 or 4,000 people, there's American troops in there now. There's 8,000 to 10,000 troops in over there now. So I don't know, what do you think?
Okay. And hold on, Ray, let me go through this real quick. Let me cut you off. We ran the country after the war. We did.
Mm-hmm.
Our embassy, our citizens. So we've already done that. We have restructured their government to make it look like a democracy. We have restructured their financial system to make it more like ours and make it more transparent so we know how it operates and we can go in there and inspect and do the things we do. We have stabilized. Wait, I need you to stop the noise in the background. We have stabilized their country up to this point. So we've already done that. Our government owns, well, people in our government, past and present, 30% of every oil well in that country. Our Department of Defense has to approve every other country they do business with, what their contracts are,
right.
Everything. That's what China said.
Right.
So we're already doing that. What we're doing now, and what President Obama tried to do, was let them grow up and be able to do it on their own and do it the right way. So far, they haven't figured it out. Now, it's not all Iraq's fault they haven't figured it out. It's how much Iranian influence is in their country, is in their government, and is in their military that is causing the problem. Because we're trying to teach them the right way. Iran is trying to make sure they do things the wrong way so they can keep getting money so their country can survive. So again,
mm-hmm.
Iraq is stuck in the middle until the people themselves say enough is enough. It's really,
mm-hmm.
that's the way it's going to be, back and forth. Now it's just, do we give them the rate? We didn't give them the rate or the RV 2 years ago. There was no defense and interior minister. That's who's going to control the money. And since we couldn't control it ourselves, we weren't going to let anybody control it. That's why it
mm-hmm.
didn't go through all these years, the things they need to continue. That's not going to change. I mean, we're right here. We're at the budget. And unless the U.S. knows there's a way, which they've been doing last 6 months, cutting off every pipeline, every tunnel, every smuggling thing that they can see, naming the people, shutting down the banks, and until they feel like they got that under control, which we hope they're at right now, the RV's not going to happen. But we think we're at that point with everything they've done, people they brought out, and who they're going to move. So we're not going to take the country back over. We had 15,000 soldiers there. We took them out so they can grow up. And now, yes, we moved 5,000 more back in there. We put another 3,000 right on the border so they can go in there on a moment's notice. We're always prepared to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hoping we don't have to.
Right. And I hope that's not the case. But, again, I want to thank you guys once again. I am completely optimistic about what is getting ready to manifest in that part in our investment. I'm totally optimistic about that because of what's at stake, And I think enough is enough. And I think these people, are getting a little tired now. Can you imagine where we were thinking this was going to happen? And look what has transpired in the last year or the last 2 years. How could they have been possibly ready a year or 2 years ago?
Well, I've been in this thing 12 years, I think, 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, sir.
They told me it was going to happen in a week when I got involved in it. So who's tired, me or you?
You're right. Hey, guys, thank you guys very, very much. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you all. Great.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281, area code, you are on.
Well, hello, Ray and Tony. How you guys doing?
Hello there.
Good. Yeah, how are you?
To the Instagram.
I'm great, Tony and Ray. I'm good. You know, I'm retired now, Tony, so I don't have to work while I'm listening to you. So I'm fine.
You said you retired? You said what?
I am retired.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is your bad. You clean that one up, okay? I have a question for you. I know just a little while ago you said that that they were going to make some changes to the budget, possibly. So can they change the rate of the dinar if they're going to go in and make changes to other areas of it?
They can change the rate, but the budget is set at the price of oil per barrel. And that's what they set the rate at, based on, I think it was $56. Well, we'll see when the budget comes out what it's actually set up with.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is not going to change. What they're changing is the distribution of the budget, how much is allocated here, there, for this project, that project, because they did it and it was supposed to start in January. Now that it's not, they're going to go in, or they're going to have some projects that they thought were going to go, but because they didn't go in January, they didn't conclude the contracts on, so they're going to eliminate some. And they're just going to argue about general BS because I'm in charge now and I don't care what those guys said, we're going to do it this way. Or, you know, those guys set it up the way Iran wanted them to set it up, so I'm going to make a few changes now because I'm not part of that group and I'm not getting paid the money they were getting paid. But that's what happens when you change administrations. I mean, every one of our administrations has done something different. Why should theirs be any different?
So, I know this may sound crazy to some people, but to me, as long as I've been in this, my thing is no question is a dumb question. So, in your opinion, when they go in and make changes to the budget, you're thinking it's just going to be like, I wouldn't say minor, but some stuff, and not necessarily go in and just upgrade almost all of the stuff. And if that's the case, then wouldn't a whole lot of stuff have to be re-signed, contracts and all that kind of stuff, if they make, you know, major changes?
Okay. They didn't do the budget. They can only make changes to the budget. So we're not worried about that for their approval. And they've already said there's some paragraphs, contracts, that they want to change, not the entire budget. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. All we can do is wait. So I got enough time now to wait. Yep. I'm ready. All right.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy retirement. All right.
All right, sir. That was the last hand that was up, so we can wrap this one up.
That was it. Okay. All right, guys. It's Friday in Iraq. No news Friday, which is a good thing. It's a Sabbath. Maybe people need a break. Positive thing is things are still moving forward. Nothing has changed. The budget is still sitting there waiting. The banks still say this is going to happen. We just don't know when. And everybody is still positive about it. So let's wait, see what they do over the weekend, see what the people do, their million man, 2 million man march, what happens. We know it's just a matter of time before something changes, this gets going. So do that. Stay positive. Use this time to plan out your future. And more importantly, buy some more dogs. That's what I'm going to do. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Ray?
Okay. We want to also remind you folks of the upcoming birthday bash on March 27th with Tony and Sweet TC out of the District of Columbia area. So that party is being set. Information is in the form. If you plan to attend, don't wait till the last minute. Seating is limited. Pre-RV. And seating will be limited post-RV. So we're still going to have a limited seating situation. It's just the pre-RV will probably be smaller. But even though the post-RV situation would be larger, it too still would be limited. So it is first come, first serve. Don't delay if you know that you definitely plan on coming. So we can get those head count numbers and the venue lockdown. And we'll be back on Friday if nothing happens between now and then. No, Monday. Today is Friday. So we'll be back on Monday if nothing happens.
Hey, I'm coming to the party. Just so you know.
So, okay. We'll put you down and save a seat for you.
All right.
All right. That's going to do it for this weekend, ladies and gents. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh,
if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, then God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.